It is a gym class coming your way on this Wednesday here on KGYM. We got a good show coming up. Mark Ironside will be joining us, the Hall of Famer, to talk some college wrestling. We'll talk with him here in a little bit. Also, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com back with us today after a week hiatus. And we'll take your fantasy football questions. A lot of playoffs starting as far as the fantasy football world is concerned. That, a look back at Iowa's win last night in Syracuse, and a whole lot more. Gym class coming your way on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on a sunny Wednesday, we welcome you in to the gym class. 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. Lots to get to on the show here today. We are, as always, very happy to be presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated. It's a great place for families to meet up again and again. Great place for a quick lunch, to catch the game after work. Bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. We do appreciate everything they do for us. Locally owned and handcrafted beer in Cedar Rapids for over 20 years. Third Base Brewery originals are always on tap, like the popular and very, very tasty Flying Aces Pale Ale. Stop on by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Before 4 o'clock today, we have your chance to win a $30 gift card from Vernon Village True Value. That shot comes up later on. Before 4 o'clock today with the gym class, Mark and I right here on KGYM. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's it going? What a day. Another nice day around Eastern Iowa.
Yeah, it's a really good week. We ought to cherish it and enjoy it while we can.
Yeah, bottle this because, you know, 46, 47 degrees and sunshine isn't going to come in January and February too often. I hope it does. But
I saw my Facebook, and you're not on Facebook a whole lot. 7 years ago this week, Scott.
That would put us at 2012.
You and I were playing golf at Hunter's Ridge.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Today.
It doesn't seem
was
that long
the,
ago.
Was that the picture with them we sent to Rusty?
I believe so.
See, you're not the only one playing golf. He enjoyed that. He enjoyed that. And we will have a bowling, speaking of Rusty, we will have a bowling night in America preview for you coming up tonight. I promised we would give an update of what happened last week. If you recall, it was the night ahead of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We bowled.
The first rivalry of the week.
That's right. Rusty Nails versus Pin Pals. I told the guys that no matter what happened, we would give them their due. So we will find out later on.
You must stay tuned.
There you go. We will find out what will happen, or what did happen, and what hopefully will happen tonight on the lanes. We will do that coming up in a little bit. Hey, speaking of lanes, Mark, sad news today about a local bowling alley closing its doors after a long, long run over at Westdale. So, hats off to the Tricky family. I know we lost BJ a couple year or year and a half ago-ish, something like that. But you always hate to see a sports venue close, and that's going to be the case.
Yeah, Westdale Bowling Center is now closed. And, of course, BJ passed about a year ago, I believe. BJ Tricky, that is, and Kim, his wife. Didn't really want to comment on the reasons, but the Tricky family has been associated with bowling in this town for decades. Ben Tricky came to town and I believe started May City Bowl. Correct me
Home
if I'm wrong.
Home of Bowling Night in America,
it
by
is
the way.
Indeed. And BJ acquired Westdale after being at May City, I think, for a while. But it became a not a league venue, but more of a recreational venue, 44 lanes, and entertained a lot of parties and whatnot. But don't know whether that will continue under new ownership as a bowling alley, or just, you know, the property be purchased and repurposed.
Yeah. But a great run by those folks over there. And hats off to them out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Let's start with basketball from last night.
Sure.
The Iowa Hawkeyes and the Orange of Syracuse going at it in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, which, by the way, is a flat-footed tie going into the final night. Six games coming up this evening, and it is a 4-4 tie right now after Duke dismantled Michigan State. Michigan lost last night as well in a really ugly game with Louisville. Defensive-minded, both teams didn't shoot it well. But I tell you what, I shouldn't do this. It's like dismissing the New England Patriots. It's like dismissing teams of that ilk. But I said it after the first game of the year. If Michigan State cannot shoot from the perimeter, Michigan State is just slightly above an ordinary team. And they couldn't throw it in the ocean again last night from outside 10 feet. And it's going to be somewhat of a long year in East Lansing if they can't hit an outside shot.
Yeah, we've seen this before, though, and Michigan State tends to rise to the top towards March time. We shall see if that happens. Iowa with the victory at Syracuse. Let's say right up front, this is really, I'm not going to say bad, but it's not a
this
very
is not
good
your,
Syracuse
as I
team.
Said yesterday, this is not your Pearl Washington Ronnie Cicely outfit.
Carmelo Anthony, no.
This is Buddy Boeheim. But, and I did have a chance to watch a little bit of it on the ESPN app last night before our ball game with Ryan Luersman, mm-hmm. by the way. And you got to give Iowa credit, because without C.J. Frederick, without Cordell Pemsel, basically with seven scholarship players playing in the game, Riley Till was the eighth, contributed a little bit last night, helped out. But to go on the road to a tradition-rich program in a tough environment like the Carrier Dome and get a victory like Iowa did last night, minus several players, is pretty impressive.
Yeah, this is a team that was in Puerto Rico, came back to Iowa City, flew to New York to play this game, flying back, and now going to fly to Michigan to face
the Wolverines, bunch of Wolverines
on Friday night. So, yeah, the first half was very clunky. And that zone 2-3 vaunted zone for Syracuse gave Iowa some issues. Then the second half got it going, and I pinpointed Ryan Kreener started.
Yes.
And he was in the middle of that zone. And Ryan is a good passer. But I think until Connor McCaffrey was inserted into the middle of that zone, that Iowa didn't really get its offense going. Connor, a terrific passer. 5 assists again last night to go with 5 points and 4 rebounds, some combination like that. But and then Wieskamp got in the middle of that zone as well. And that's really when Iowa's offense clicked and Syracuse didn't shoot it well. Bohannon had a nice game. Garza had another nice game.
Boy, Garza, tell you what, I know there was one of the national experts last night, if it was Goodman or Rothstein, that tweeted out that Luka Garza is playing as good as any center in America right now.
Yeah.
Leads the Big Ten in scoring, I believe.
23 last night.
And doing very good things on the interior and stepping out every once in a while and hitting a very clutch three.
Smart to have him run that baseline against that zone, I thought, last night, because if whoever was in the middle of that zone couldn't kick out, they were always trying to find Garza inside. And then he was double-teamed, but still came away with 23 points.
So. Yeah, he did. However you slice it.
Syracuse is going to figure it out at some point.
Exactly. Syracuse got off to a horrid start last year and put it together at the end of the year and made the tournament. Not saying Syracuse is going to do that because I'm not sure they're as good a team as this year as they were a year ago. Not sure they can shoot it from the perimeter as good as last year's team. But it's still more than likely a quadrant one win at the end of the year. Now it's now two quadrant one wins for the Hawkeyes to go along with Texas Tech, who's going to be – I have no qualms that Texas Tech is not going to get it together by the midpoint of the Big 12 season and start to play with the freshmen that they have in there.
319-366-1600, our Hertzian Stocker Jeweler text line. And Kyle Mann, our terrific producer on the other side of the glass, capable of taking your calls. Kenneth on the text line. RE Iowa men's basketball. Always good to get a road win, even if Syracuse is down this year, especially with Iowa's injuries. Speaking of which, what's the word on Pemsel and Frederick? Both of whom missed last night's game.
Right. Little dinged.
Frederick with a quad and Pemsel with a back. I don't know. I don't have any further information. Certainly would be nice to have them at Michigan. I thought the absence of those two was going to hurt last night. It didn't. Hopefully it's just a short-term deal for those two guys, but I don't know.
The back has me a little bit more worried than C.J. Frederick's injury. I think C.J. will be should be good to go by Friday, but backs are a little bit – and given Cordell Pemsel's history as far as injuries is concerned, I'm not putting him out for Friday. I'm not saying he's going to play Friday. I just am putting out there I'm a little bit more concerned about his injury.
Ed on the text line is, what are the announcers on one of the games said? There are no great teams this year in college basketball.
We'll see.
Louisville looked pretty good.
We'll see. They did look pretty good.
There's not a Leighton or Hurley team out there.
No, and you're not going to have those teams anymore. Even the Duke team last year with Zion, people were proclaiming they were the next great team. Well, wasn't. And it's all relative in the 2019-2020 world of college basketball. You're not going to have the Carolina team with Jordan. You're not going to have the team you just talked about because people are going to be one and done until that whole situation gets resolved.
Jordan Mohannon, I thought, looked pretty good. One of the texters, one of the know-about rumors of him having hip surgery. It wasn't a rumor. He did have hip surgery.
He did have hip surgery.
But he's going to have another one? I hadn't heard that.
I have not heard that one as well.
I think he's rounding into form, but it's still up in the air whether he's going to play the entire season.
We have no idea. We have no idea at this point. 319-366-1600. College football playoff rankings came out last night as well. No change in the top four. A lot of speculation today. Of course, what if this happens and then A beats B and B can't beat C and then C is better than A? How is it going to end up? I don't know.
I think it's going to be super interesting because I think the top three teams are in regardless.
Yes.
But if LSU beats Georgia and Utah beats Oregon, does Utah jump Georgia?
No, you mean if Georgia beats them?
No, if Georgia loses.
Oh, yeah, Georgia's out if Georgia loses.
Utah jumps into number four.
Yes.
Okay.
But what happens if Georgia wins?
Well, I think you have your top four.
The world's just going to explode because there's going to be two SEC teams in the Final Four again.
As it should be.
Oh, dear. Oh,
at least one of them is in Alabama.
And I am not going to be shocked if Georgia does beat LSU. Not going to be shocked. We're going to pick that game coming up on the Friday edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We'll do it coming up at that time. 3:16, we're going to take a break and come back. We're going to talk to Mark Ironside, talk some college wrestling with you coming up here in just a couple moments. Chris Liss of rotowire.com is going to be joining us as well in just a little bit. With that in mind, talked about a little bit earlier on your opportunity to win from the Vernon Village True Value. We have a $30 gift card for you to use for some stocking stuffers. If you have a New Year's project you would like to start, if you have a small project, from the small to the large mark, You can find it at the Vernon Village True Value. You can also find out the latest ads and sale deals delivered right to your phone. All you have to do is text Vernon Village to 71441. We have a $30 gift card to give away right now, and we're going to do so. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You are going to pick up that $30 gift card from the Vernon Village True Value. We'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Gym Class for a Wednesday on KGYM.
It'd be nice to carry Lynn County REC around in your pocket, huh? You know, if you want to pay your bill.
It's right here in my pocket.
Want to check how much energy you're using any time of any day?
I'll just reach into my pocket.
Report an outage.
In my pocket.
Energy rebates are the latest from Lynn County REC. You guessed it.
Pocket.
It's that simple. All you need is the Lynn County REC Smart Hub app. Then you can pay your bill, check your daily energy use, report an outage, etc. right from the phone in your pocket.
In my pocket.
If you're app savvy, just pick it up in the Apple app or Google Play Store. And if you'd like step-by-step instructions, that's a snap too. Get them at LynnCountyREC.com, or even easier, hit up YouTube and watch Lynn County REC's Smart Hub video. Once you've got it ready to go, everything you need from Lynn County REC is right there in your pocket.
Pocket.
See how easy that is? The Lynn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the handy benefits of membership with Lynn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them this holiday season with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. Consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
On KGYM, you've got sports and the Gym Class. On Smart FM, you've got class, music class. Our Smart Rock professors will teach you all there is to know about Smart Rock. Tunes you know and love, live tracks and B-sides, and great songs you just plain old forgot about. With a library spanning multiple decades, our professors dig deep. This isn't your typical classic rock station. This is Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Congratulations going out to John in Cedar Rapids. He is the winner of our $30 gift card to Vernon Village True Value over on Mount Vernon Road Southeast in Cedar Rapids. We're going to talk some college wrestling coming up here in just a couple moments, and brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. We will do that here in just a little bit. We'll get you a Bowling Night in America preview tonight as well. Maybe Mark's busy lugging that antler thing in here.
I
don't know. He's not getting back in touch with me. I'm a little worried here. Just a little bit. We're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com as well, coming up in just a little bit. Kyle Mann with us here in studio. And if you heard the sports view a little bit earlier on today, it was very good, by the way, Kyle.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
As usual. But some sad news included in there. Kyle, if people don't know as of yet, you're going to be leaving our fair station after Friday, aren't you?
I will be, yeah. It's a little bit, I won't lie, it's I'm a little bit sad to be leaving you guys.
Well, I'm sad you're leaving.
I've really enjoyed working with you guys. I really enjoy this line of work. Hopefully not something I'm going to completely abandon. Maybe pick up a podcast or something like that on the side. But yeah, I'll no longer be here at KGYM after Friday.
Personally, I would like to say thank you very much, Kyle, because I think a producer's work, including yours, is often underappreciated. And I thought you did a terrific job. You sat in with me when Scott was gone. We did our shows. I've been through now 4 producers on the Jim Class in 12 years, and I'm not going to rank them.
That's all right.
But you're
Mark,
right. You're
Mark
right
ranked yesterday.
Thank you.
Mark got the rankings out of his
Alex
system.
Is one of the former producers.
I don't want any bad blood.
I don't want the big boy to come in here and bop me on the head.
He's tall. He's a tall guy.
He is tall.
But thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank
appreciate
you
it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and very much for everything that you have done for us. We do appreciate that.
I'm here for another few days, so I'm going to go try to track down Mark Ironside.
Yeah, go find Mark. If he's outside, you know, I don't know what he's doing. Mark never forgets. What's the deal? The one day I don't text to remind him.
He could just be running late.
Could be running late.
He's in his vehicle right now laughing at us.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Probably is. Probably getting that antler rack ready to go. I don't know. Because you know he's going to do it. You know he's going to do it. Iowa coming off the win over Wisconsin and the match against Princeton coming up this Sunday at Carver-Hawkeye Arena at 1 o'clock. And then there's a hiatus, Mark, for 3 weeks for Hawkeye Wrestling.
Yeah, after this meet, as you mentioned, 3 weeks off until the Midlands tournament. That will be Iowa's next action. Assuming Mark will be here, I noticed the lineups and Spencer Lee not listed in the probable starters. Perhaps Spencer is off to a, you know, this is an Olympic year. Perhaps he's off to a tournament somewhere else, or Cashman is just going to get an opportunity. So we shall see.
All right. We're going to try to find Mark. We're going to try to find Mark coming up. Give him a call. Maybe we had to call him. I don't know. I'm not getting any responses here. Not getting any responses, but hey, whatever. We'll find out. We're going to get that. We are going to have Chris Liss of RotoWire.com for you. We promised that because we angered so many people last week during the short Thanksgiving week that we didn't have Chris. So we will have an opportunity for you to get your fantasy football questions answered by Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. While we are waiting, I do want to talk about this because I missed this on Monday because we were so jam-packed because of football and basketball and whatnot. Another great rivalry last Saturday at Coke College, put on by Scott Monk and everybody associated with him. And
terrific games.
Great games. All 8 were terrific. And also, it was the debut of the shot clock. As far as girls basketball is concerned, the boys are going to have it as well coming up at their 2 Saturday shootouts. And the shot clock was terrific. The shot clock only went off 3 times during the day. Coaches said, you know what? We didn't even notice it. We didn't even notice it, except on, I think, 1 occasion where they had to make a little bit of a simple, you know, drop a play at the end to try to beat the shot clock. The one thing that the coaches loved was the women's college basketball foul rules.
And I love it.
And I think it's good, too, after watching it for the day. 5 fouls a quarter, no 1-and-1, you shoot on the 5th. Simple. Very simple.
Resets every quarter.
That was actually loved more than the shot clock. And I am now a fan of the shot clock. And maybe that new rule with 5 fouls. So the game had a much bigger, better flow to it.
I like the quarter system.
Maybe the National Federation will pick it up.
Yeah.
But I wanted to throw that out there before we find and talk to Mark Ironside, who's probably in a tree stand right now, aren't you?
I wish I could say that. But I have been a little busy, caught up with work, was on a conference call. I just could not get off you. So I apologize, guys.
It's okay,
it
man.
It would be a beautiful day to beat a tree, though. I'm not going to lie.
We thought you were out there wrangling the wall mounting.
I'm going to bring in my decor before Christmas. I mean, you guys can get some Christmas lights and hang it around the horns, too.
Very good.
And, Mark, I want to ask you.
Dress up that studio.
I want to ask you about some sobering news on Brandon Sorensen, diagnosed with leukemia. I was at his GoFundMe page earlier today. I just refreshed it. Started about 24 hours ago. The goal was $30,000. It is at $76,000. And, of course, this won't cure Brandon, but just your overall reaction when you heard the news and now the outpouring of support for him.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, it just goes to show how tight of a community that the wrestling community as a whole is. That didn't just come from Denver Tupola and University of Iowa wrestling fans and alum and so forth. That came from nationwide support from all kinds of universities and coaches and wrestlers and fans from throughout the whole country. And that's what's awesome to see. You know, he's one of the good guys, there's no doubt. You know, he always won with dignity and he would never showboat it or anything like that. And it's kind of coming full circle with him now and the fact that he's getting a ton of support the way that it is and absolutely just pouring. It's just great to see. It's great to see for him, his family, and then just, you know, how strong the wrestling community is as a whole.
Closing in on 1,300 people who have contributed. And I noticed Evan Wick contributed. He just wrestled Iowa for Wisconsin over the weekend.
Evan Wick is a good dude. He's a really, really good guy. He understands the, he was teammates with Eli Stickley. And anybody watched that after the Wisconsin meet on the Big Ten Network, what you guys talked about, that was a tearjerker. And, just good people. And that's what wrestling really has a lot of, just a really good, solid people. They're competitors. They want to beat you, no doubt, on the mat. But at the same time, there's a lot of mutual respect from a lot of teams and coaches throughout the country. And this is just an opportunity here to prove it. And it just goes to show. It's just very unfortunate that it's under the circumstances that it is, as this is the type of circumstance a lot of times. Usually it's something, tragic like this that happens that has to bring them together. But at least when it does, they all come and unite together and do good for one another. It doesn't matter what color singlet you wore, who you wrestled for, who your coach was or whatever. And a huge testament to Brandon Sorensen.
It is. And I know Kevin Dresser today started off his news conference by wishing Brandon the best. A lot of other coaches commenting on it, as you mentioned as well, Mark. But like I said, it's a big wrestling community. It really is. That's what makes the sport so cool.
It is. It really, really, really does. And even though everybody's after each other's throats and it gets really contested and heated and so forth in battle, at the end of the day, if I was stranded on an island somewhere and I had to go to battle or whatever, it'd be with, former wrestler would be the type of people that I want to go to battle with, that's for sure.
Mark, Sunday, I thought Iowa looked in mid-season form. What did you think?
I think they looked pretty good. I'm hearing a lot of praise about how good we looked. I think a little bit of that is falsified from the fact that just because we're winning, it makes you look good. But, obviously 125, Spencer Lee is doing what Spencer Lee does. He looks phenomenal. 133, what a great, great match for Austin DeSanto, man. Holy smokes. I tell you what, the way that he fought off those first couple shot attempts and takedown attempts by Gross was just absolutely phenomenal. Show how good of an athlete he is, the kind of balance that he has. He kept his composure the whole time. He never bailed. He really, really did a great job. And that's what set that rest of that matchup for a win for him. Is Gross knew that if he was going to beat a guy like DeSanto, he was going to have to get to him early because DeSanto does not get tired. He got him on a couple low shots, got him caught reaching, and could not finish. And DeSanto did a fantastic job in the fact that he fought him off, but also he made the proper transitions after that and started staying low and knew it was coming, and that's a sign of a great wrestler. But he just kept coming. And the two takedowns that he had in the second period, those right there, that was the difference in the match. And that's what took, Gross out of it. When he got those two takedowns late in the match there, or in the second period, that third period, Gross was just, I think he was just honestly already beat physically and mentally and kind of chalking it up to try and keep it semi-close, hoping for a turn, which he never got. He knew he had to go for broke on top and just couldn't get it, and he kind of waiting to wrestle him again, probably in the Midlands would be my guess.
Yeah. Iowa did not give up a takedown until 174. That's crazy.
Can you believe that out of everybody? Michael Kemmer gives up a takedown, but Michael Kemmer did that by being aggressive and wrestling hard and scrambling and creating opportunities, and that's what it's all about. You don't go out and you don't wrestle not to get taken down or not to lose. You go out there and not throw a caution at the wind, but you go out there and you try things and you do things. And that obviously, too, depends on who you're wrestling. And he wasn't wrestling anybody that was, fantastic or highly ranked or anything like that. So he's out there working hard and scrambling and trying to put some things together. Ended up getting caught, taken down for a very brief moment. But he rebounded well, obviously, and I can't remember if he got the tech or the pin or what, but I think the tech. But it is so nice and just so refreshing to have a guy like Michael Kemmer back in the lineup.
What did you think of heavyweight Tony Cassiope, who is now number 3 in the country ranked?
Yeah, he really moved up the polls fast, didn't he? I think that was great. I mean, it was honestly, I didn't know what to expect going to that match other than it was just going to be a really good measuring for us, just to kind of see where Tony was at, a highly ranked opponent that was pretty good and a good athlete. And man, did he proved that he's got some quick feet for a big guy. He got his feet back on and defended some shots. He did a lot of good things in there. He got the win. The last minute wasn't that impressive because he kind of went to the defense there that last minute. But, that was a big match for him and in a big arena and a big setting. And he held on. I think that he has a lot more to give. And that's what's exciting about a guy like Tony Cassiope. But we saw right there how good he is and what he's capable of. And I tell you what, the rest of the country, if they were kind of wondering how good we were going to be this year and it was still in question, then that has to make them even more nervous than what they are.
Mm. All 10 Iowa Hawks are now in the regular guys, I guess regular guys are ranked. 2 number ones, just up and down the line, several top fives, several top threes. And boy, this, like I said, Mark said, this thing is in midseason form, but it's not midseason yet. You got to remember that.
I tell you what, I just like how we're going out and wrestling composed and for the most part getting after. And that's where I kind of going back to where I first started the conversation. I think some of it's falsified because we're just winning 41. We need Mirren or Happel, one of the two, to step up there and start scoring some more points. We lost a tight one at Iowa State. We won a tight one at Wisconsin. The one that Mirren won at Wisconsin, it did need to be tight. Same thing at 149. We squeaked one out at Iowa State. Big match for him that's, overcome a couple losses from before. But the matches like this last past weekend at Wisconsin, I mean, we should have won that handily and easily and probably by bonus points. Same thing at 157, should have probably gotten bonus points there. Same thing at 197, we win by a couple of points and we should be getting bonus points. Those are the matches that I look at where we need to really, the Hawkeyes need to continue to keep progressing and putting points on the scoreboard and not just going out to win. Because in the big matches, that how you wrestle, it's going to come back and it's going to bite you when it counts the most. And you just cannot have that kind of mentality and squeak by and then make it, well, I got the W and a win's better than nothing type, attitude. You got to go out and you got to be looking, you got to be hungry and excited to become a crowd favorite. Light the scoreboard up. Put as many takedowns as you can. Like a guy like Michael Kemmer. And that's just – so 141, 149, 157, 197 are the guys that really, I think, need to start really kind of spreading themselves and making a gap, especially like 197, you're ranked, I don't even know, second or third in country. But he's got Brucky this week from Princeton, who's ranked number 2 in the country. So that's going to be a really big match for him. Brucky was a I think he won the Midlands last year. So this would be a really, really good opportunity for Warner – to kind of shine and do something great there.
Yeah, Iowa is at Princeton on Sunday afternoon out in New Jersey. I noticed on the probables, Mark, that Spencer Lee is not listed. Is he at some national, international event?
I don't know, to be honest with you, Mark. I really don't know. He might be. If he's not, he's definitely preparing to be. The U.S. Open's coming up, so I don't think that he is. I just think that he's preparing and kind of just doing what he needs to do. We don't obviously need him on that trip. They do have a really good 125-pounder there in Pat Glory. We wrestled him last year and beat him. I think that, you know, Spencer Lee's kind of proven himself. He doesn't really have anything to prove by going out there. I think it's a really smart move to throw a guy like Cashman in there and an opportunity like this and get him some time on the road with the team and make way and wrestling. And I think it's a really, really good move on Coach Brains' part. I just, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of bummed fans that go to this meet looking to see and watch Spencer Lee wrestle. But at least they let him know ahead of time and so they know that going in.
True, true. Princeton, number 12 rated, so... I was a heavy favorite, no doubt about that. But like I said, there's going to be a couple of pretty decent matches out there in New Jersey.
Yeah, 125, they're ranked. They're ranked fourth. Glory is 197. Like I said, Brucky's ranked second. They have a guy that's ranked 14th or so, I think, or higher up at 149, 157. Their guy's ranked. Quincy Monday. I know we wrestled him last year and beat him in a pretty tight match in Carver Hawkeye Arena. You know, that's a big match for Caleb Young. I mean, Young is ranked fourth. He dropped a little bit back there after got beat by a Carr from Iowa State. But that's still a really, really big match for Caleb Young, and it's going to be a good opportunity for him. So, I mean, we should go into that, you know, without having Spencer Lee. And if you look at the rankings, they're probably going to lose on paper two matches. But, you know, the crazy stuff has happened. I'd love to see Warner at 197. Get Brucky and just kind of see and anxious to see how that match plays out. That's probably the most exciting match for me to see how it plays out and watch.
All right. We'll let you get back to work, man. Appreciate it. And are you going to New Jersey?
I am not. I'm not going to make that trip. So I told Tom that on the post match show the other day. I don't typically get out on every year we go East Coast sometime in December just with work in the store and before Christmas and everything, it's really, really hard for me to sneak away. But I'll be back at it after Christmas is over. So, but I'll be listening and following and so forth on Sunday and seeing how it goes. But I'll be there in spirit.
All right. We'll talk.
Steven does a fantastic job. He doesn't need me.
Yeah. We'll talk about it next week. All right. Hey, Mark, appreciate it. Talk to you soon, man.
Okay, see you, fellas. Thank you.
Mark Ironside, his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. He's our sponsor of everything wrestling, high school and college, right here on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, and Chris Liss at rotowire.com to answer your fantasy football questions. Get them ready to go at 319-366-1600. Back after this.
Amazing deals are going on now during Menards' Christmas Catalog Sale. Drive up to 9,000 nails in a single charge with a pass-load lithium-ion cordless 30-degree framing nailer. There are no hoses or cords needed. The nailer can shoot 2 to 3 nails per second. On sale for $299. Plus, give the perfect gift this Christmas with a Menards gift card. Prices are good through Saturday, December 7th.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
Before I got married, my dad told me, happy wife, happy life.
Really? Mine told me, get her bling, you'll be king.
That man's a genius.
Your JCPenney associate will help you find something that sparkles as much as she does. Shop select fine jewelry up to 60% off. Plus, save an extra 40% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney rewards members get select diamond jewelry for just $25. JCPenney. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/11. Credit offer subject to credit approval. $25 diamond jewelry excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Back with you in the gym class in KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Iowa State basketball coming up tonight for you. That will be at 6:30 on AM 1600. And on the FMs, we will continue with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at 6:30. But just a programming reminder, Iowa State and the Fighting Kangaroos of the University of Missouri, Kansas City at 6:30 tonight on 1600 AM. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com set to join us right now. If you have a question for Chris, let us know via the text line at 319-366-1600. You can also call us at 319-366-1600 as a lot of fantasy football playoffs begin. Playoffs this week around the United States and around the world as well. Are you getting into the playoffs this week, Chris?
I have a couple teams in the playoffs, and one of them is you could win $200,000, and I was like a couple hundred in the playoffs. But I'm excited. I'm ready.
Are you excited that Eli's back for Danny Dimes?
You know, someone has to mop up the from this wasted season, and I can't candidate than a washed-up carcass that's been around 5 years too long.
All right, questions starting to come in here. 82-58 in a standard league. Pick two of three, please. Stephen Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Alshon Jeffrey. Hill's matchup is awful, but can he really be benched? I say no.
Definitely Diggs, and then between Jeffrey and Hill, it is really close. I mean, people benched Deshaun Watson last week and really regretted it. But Jeffrey's got a great matchup against a terrible Giants secondary. Yeah. Go with your gut.
48-15. Which?
Just make the call.
Okay. 48-15. Which quarterback? Breeze, Goff, or Tannehill?
I kind of like Goff with his matchup. And Tannehill, okay. And then Breeze. Against the Niners, no. I'm going to go Goff.
94-89 has a conundrum. Chiefs defense against the Patriots or Patriots defense against the Chiefs?
I think you go Pats defense there. I mean, weather could be an issue. This is a really interesting game, right? I mean, the Pats are only favored by three. And it's sort of like, can Belichick work some magic and out-coach Andy Reid yet again? Or, you know, the Chiefs obviously have better players. It's just really a crazy matchup.
Tony Nanamosa has a nice problem. Russell Wilson or Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, should have traded one of those guys at some point. I would go Wilson this week.
He also asks, do I dare start Alan Lazard? My wide receivers have been decimated by injuries. He had a big game last week in the snow.
Yeah, it was against the Giants. So I would, although they have an easy matchup this week, I would. I can't answer that unless I know who else would be the choice.
708 area code is in a standard league. Mark Ingram against Buffalo or Todd Gurley against Seattle?
Wow. Both in decent situations there. I'll say Ingram. Buffalo is not very good against the run, but it's close.
That is a tough matchup right there for both of those guys. 8278, as we talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com, his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications here on KGYM. 8278 asks, I need two receivers and a flex. Michael Thomas, Julian Edelman, Devontae Parker, Jarvis Landry, and Robbie Anderson.
I would go Devontae Parker and Michael Thomas, and then probably Edelman, probably, although Landry's been really good. And
Is in a PPR league and needs a flex. James White or Gallup?
I would say PPR. I'm going to say White because I think the Patriots are going to use him quite a bit this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just a hypothetical question I asked Mark also yesterday, or maybe the day before. Why is it that the Kansas City Chiefs always have to play the New England Patriots after like a loss or two, and they're always angry?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's an interesting game because, you know, on one hand, it's sort of the Patriots are 1-3 games, and it's like, well, and they didn't play great against Dallas either, and so it's like, well, is this the end for the Patriots? Or is it what you know, they're angry, they're going to get it figured out, and you don't want to be on the other side of that, and that no one knows. And the Chiefs, they killed the Raiders, but the Chiefs' offense has not been itself. We haven't seen, since week two, we haven't really seen last year's.
No. I agree, but I don't think you're going to see that on a weekly basis because that was just kind of the folks didn't know about Mahomes at that time. Plus, everything was just going, you know, on all eight cylinders at that point. So we'll see.
They got Eric Fisher back. They got Tyreek Hill back. They still have Mahomes and Kelsey and all these guys.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it. It's fun to watch football.
Chris, quick
for you, Scott.
Yeah.
Chris, quick baseball question. Moustakas goes to Cincinnati. Do you like that move for him and the team?
Yeah, it's a good hitter's park. I mean, Miller Park was good also, so I mean, it's not like that big a difference. But the Reds are going to contend. The Reds have good pitching. The Reds have a decent lineup. They're going for it.
Mm. Cole Hamels goes to the Braves today too, and Wheeler goes to the Phillies. How about that?
Yeah, there was a rumor that Wheeler might have gone to the Reds, and the Reds are loaded with pitchers. Remember they got Trevor Bauer and they've got, you know, they're like the Reds are going to be a contender, surprisingly.
Yeah,
Tony Anamosa, another question. He's in a PPR and needs a flex. Tevin Coleman, Galladay, or Alan Lazard?
Galladay.
2291 in a standard league. Needs a flex from Sony Michel, Geis, or Mack if active. Thanks, he says.
Yeah, those guys are all about the same. I'm going to say Sony Michel on a hunch, but he's done very little this year. But weather's getting colder. He punches a touchdown in.
Geis was just a one-week wonder?
No, I think Geis looked pretty good. He runs a lot of power. He looks like he's finally healthy again. But Adrian Peterson got, you know, 10 or 12 carries, and guys got like 14 or 15. You know, they pretty split carries. And then saying that the running back on a team is a 13-point underdog, usually, you know, you want to take the running backs that are on on big favorites.
Chris, do you expect the new coach boost from the Carolina Panthers? Hint, hint, I'm hoping Christian McCaffrey has
a
monster game.
Rivera's a good coach.
Well, so I think there is a dead cap bounce where everyone hates the coach. The team's a failure. They get rid of plays better. But, you know, like what the Browns did after Hugh Jackson left. But Ron Rivera was liked. So I don't know if there's going to be a bounce. You know, the players aren't jumping up by that he's gone. And I don't see how it gets better for McCaffrey. It could get worse or it could stay the same. But there's no way he's going to get used more than he was being used. It's a pretty good matchup against Atlanta. I mean, obviously, you hope they just keep giving him the workload and don't, you know, kind of preserve him for next year.
6606, Freeman or Geis?
I'm going to say Freeman because the Carolina run defense has been abominable.
From Scott, we won't say where, half point PPR, Freeman or Carlos Hyde?
I will say Freeman. You know, Duke Johnson got 2/3 of the snaps last week.
Yeah, I did. I did. Good advice. That's what I was leaning toward. Whoop, gave myself away right there.
Yeah.
Kyle, not ours. PPR needs a flex. Singletary for the Bills or Robinson from the Bears?
That is pretty close. Is it? You said full PPR?
Yes.
I'd probably go Robinson. I like them both, but I'll probably go Robinson in full PPR.
66-22 needs a running back in a PPR league. Tevin Coleman, Raheem Mostert, or LeSean McCoy?
Shady.
Yeah, I'd probably go Shady. I don't know. It's a tough matchup for the Niners. I don't know which running back's going to get more carries. And I think Shady, don't you agree, Scott, will be the lead back in Kansas City this week?
Yeah, Shady's going to be the lead back. Sounds like he's going to be number one, and they'll have only a couple here. So we will see. We're going to give Kyle a question. This is our Kyle, by the way.
Things have come full circle. I spent a draft pick on this guy early in the year and then had to drop him for obvious reasons. But is it possible that we see Darwin Thompson become some sort of asset here in the playoffs?
Yeah. It's like a natural selection thing that he ended up back on your team. I think that, yes, it's possible. But I'll just throw a little caution toward that they signed Spencer Ware. So that's not a good sign. If they felt like Darwin Thompson was up for it, they could say, okay, we got McCoy and Thompson and we're good. But they signed another guy that's familiar. And it's not like Damian Williams is ruled out or that Darrell Williams is even out for the years. So it is possible, but I don't know. You're going to have to see him do it first. I think that this is the opportunity. If McCoy gets banged up or fumbles or just gets stuffed and Thompson subs in, if he's the first guy in, which we don't even know yet, and he goes off, maybe he'll be the guy.
Spencer Ware has been signed more times by the Kansas City Chiefs than Carter has liver pills.
Who was it that kept getting signed and released? Was it the Chiefs last? They kept signing somebody.
Might have been Spencer Ware.
C.J. Spiller.
Yes.
They kept signing and releasing. I was like, C.J. Spiller, have some self-respect. Just say no next time. It's not right that they hire and fire you like, you know, three times a month.
Kyle, on the other side of the glass, aren't you the same guy that picked up Gronkowski?
Yes, he did.
Home run. He wants the home run. He's always like the Hail Mary. Antonio Brown will get reinstated. Yeah.
Chris, tell us about everything you have at rotowire.com. Not only football, we talked a little bit about baseball. Mark and I are going to be looking into golf here in the next couple of weeks or so.
We have golf. Yeah, we have everything. We have college sports. We have cricket, actually. It's rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need to pay. You just sign up, get the 10-day trial. Don't pay, so we can't charge you. And then if you like it, you can subscribe in earnest. We have everything, all the start sit questions, all the lineup questions, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, everything, golf as well.
All right. One more real quick. Is AB worth keeping on the bench for the playoffs?
AD meaning all day. I mean, it really depends what's available. He's splitting with Geis now. He doesn't catch passes, but he doesn't look bad. He looks pretty good when he's out there. So just depends what's available on your waiver wire.
They might mean Antonio Bryant.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they mean Antonio Bryant.
Oh, he said AB. I thought he said AD.
Yeah, AB. I'm sorry.
AB. No, I would drop Antonio Brown. There's just no way he's getting reinstated in this next couple of weeks. I'd be shocked if that were to happen.
Forget about him. All right. Chris, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Take care. Good luck.
Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us as his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. We'll take a break, come back. Bowling Night in America. We'll tell you about it next.
The holidays at Sprint are truly a magical time.
I know. I turned my iPhone 6S into this iPhone 11, which has an amazing all-new camera system.
It's true. Right now, when you trade in iPhone 6S or newer in any condition, seriously, any condition, you'll get the powerful new iPhone 11 for $0 a month on a Sprint Flex lease when you switch.
Yeah, an iPhone 6S or an iPhone 11. Or trade your beloved iPhone 7, your trusty iPhone 8, or the amazing iPhone 10.
Take them all to 11. Plus, with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself. But you don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out for 30 days and love it, or get your money back.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 per month after $29.17 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line activation, and proof credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new line of service.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with you on the Gym Class. Bowling Night in America coming up tonight. This preview and a review of last week. Brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The home of Bowling Night in America. First of all, the bad news.
Thanksgiving Eve came and went. And we had a matchup of epic proportions with the Pin Pals.
Yep.
For the possession of the Schmedium May City Bowl jacket. And for the first time in many moons, the Pin Pals, because you didn't take the jacket last Wednesday,
yeah,
the Pin Pals prevailed.
I told them I'd take it down the hill to them, and they said, no, we want a public hand off. And I don't blame them. So way to go, guys. It was tied, I think, going into the last game, and they got us big.
We'll get another crack at them.
We'll get another crack.
Congratulations to the guys.
Did
it's
well.
It's like Ohio State, Michigan. Maybe Michigan will win one of these years. Huh? Sorry, guys.
Tonight we bowl Viking, I believe.
29-30. Those are the lanes for this matchup. And we're trying to get on the left side of the ledger in the 14-team Evergreen League. We're in eighth place right now. About time to make a move.
About time to make a move into the month of December. And we'll have a complete report coming your way tomorrow. Don't forget to stop by the Pro Shop or just stop by for some open bowling, globe bowling as well. May City Bowl and Trent Street Southwest. Mark, the phone number?
362-0136.
All right. We will be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Dave Koken, Kevin Lehman stops by to talk college basketball. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex are next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.4.